producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Boy, it certainly feels like all Ebola all the time, doesn't it? Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, welcome to this version of America Tonight. Coming up in our next segment, right here in the first hour, we're going to chat with Luke Vargas from New York, the UN. He covers it, and there's a lot happening when it comes to Turkey and a few other things of serious note that affect us here in the United States. But in the meantime, as far as Ebola is concerned, the Ebola fears that stem from Tom Duncan, the guy who died at the Texas hospital, the people that were quarantined, including a fiance, that's all been lifted. The quarantine now is over for a handful of people in Dallas, Texas. And there are people questioning whether there was an epic overreact to Ebola or no, the panic was a founded type of panic. I'm going to say it was kind of a founded type of panic. I know many of you called this show and sent emails to the show talking about what you thought was or wasn't happening. And most of it, what wasn't happening, is what we discussed. The fact that if this was such a walk in the park, why did two nurses get Ebola from treating Tom Duncan? Why were there so many different links in the chain that were broken that created a lot of that hysteria? I think well-founded. You know, the threat of Ebola is obviously incredibly real in Africa, in West Africa. But what many are trying to do is deflect what's happened there and say, listen, why are we paranoid, crazed, panicked here in the United States? Because we only have a handful of cases compared to what they've got in West Africa, no doubt. And we certainly do not want that to spread deeper into the United States. I mean, look, for goodness sake, in Spain, also a case, also isolating people as people were isolated here in the United States. I mean, the problem is you've got nearly two-thirds of the people that were asked in Washington Post ABC News poll if they were concerned about an epidemic in the U.S., saying that, yeah, they're concerned about that. I mean, you even have a lab worker who isolated herself in a cabin during a cruise because she may have possibly handled Tom Duncan's clinical specimen. That was cleared up. Public school students and some teachers who were on that same floating cruise were asked not to come to school. This prompted the discussion about overreaction. I don't think it's overreaction. If you miss a day, if they think it's the responsible thing to do, if people breathe easier, let people breathe easier. Because I guarantee Nina Pham's family and Amber Vinson's family certainly did not think either one of them were going to contract Ebola, and that one would be in Atlanta right now in isolation and another would be in Maryland. Even though they had close quarters with Tom Duncan, there were supposedly guidelines sent from the CDC that were being followed. As we now know, the guidelines didn't hold up. In the hospital, between the hospital and the CDC, there were a lot of mistakes that were made. And I blame a lot of that on the CDC because I think they should have taken charge right away. And, hey, perhaps if they had done that, those two nurses wouldn't be fighting off Ebola right now because they would have had something around their neck. They would have had a few instructions on things not to do when you're removing clothing. I mean, that's the problem. The CDC needed to take control right away, and if they had done that, I think things would have been better, or at least there's a much greater shot of the right kind of things perhaps happening in Dallas, Texas, that didn't happen. And sure, there have definitely been some crazy things that have happened where clearly there wasn't Ebola. There was the woman who boarded a bus in a Pentagon parking lot, got off last week, threw up. A hazmat team immediately responded. They blocked off the area. There was a ceremony that was temporarily stopped. The woman was put into isolation, and of course she didn't have Ebola. Then there was the passenger who got sick in the aisle of an American flight from Dallas to Chicago, who allegedly was told to stay in the bathroom for the rest of the flight, and she stayed in the bathroom. And they said, we can't let you out. Now, the airlines is saying that the woman wanted to stay in the restroom, and that there were no concerns related to Ebola. Very, very crazy. So, yes, there's absolutely been some things that have happened where you could shake your head and say, wow, is that really necessary? But it becomes necessary, and the panic is triggered over the true stories about the things that were missed by the CDC, the things that didn't happen in Dallas. And Texas Presbyterian Hospital, they're paying a big price for this. They are trotting out doctors and nurses to say, we have a great hospital. We love our people. We love our clients. We love our patients. And we're here to do the best thing possible that we can do for you. And we continue to come up with rigorous ways to make sure that if this were to happen again, we know what we're doing. And the problem is, the secret's out. You didn't know what you were doing the first time around, and you muffed up too many times, and it did create some of this hysteria, some of this panic over Ebola and whether or not we would have an epidemic. Because here's the thing, if more of that spread, then what would people be talking about? Duh, maybe we should have been a little more cautious. Maybe we didn't need to go to school that second, that third day when we heard that there were kids who were near Tom Duncan who came to this particular school. It would be the opposite kind of thing. In the meantime, coming up on this Hour of America tonight, besides our conversation next with Luke Vargas over what's happening in Turkey and what's going on in fighting the Islamic State and how the Kurds are now part of this and crossing the Turkish border. Besides that conversation, also, we'll talk about what's happening on Wall Street. It's really been like a crazy roller coaster ride that you just can't get off in some cases, or other people have elected to jump off. And yet there are still some companies that have massive profits on the books in this quarter right now who are doing pretty darn well. And what's the reason for that? A couple of reasons why. We'll talk about that. Also, the San Francisco radio stations are banning a song for the World Series. Can you imagine banning songs? The World Series starts Tuesday, and Kansas City fans are going nuts, but they're going crazy in San Francisco, too. Stay with us, Luke Vargas on the flip side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Things happening around the world, and as we look to the UN and our pal Luke Vargas from Talk Radio News, I think one of the biggest things is Turkey making a huge policy shift as the fight for Kobani continues. And Luke, the question I have, are they finally going to help fight for the town or what? What's happening here?
Well, I think there were some reports over the weekend that overstated to a certain extent what Turkey was going to do. I know before going to sleep, last night, Sunday night, I saw some scattered reports that Turkey was going to be using its tanks to actually participate in the fight against the Islamic State in Kobani. That does not look like it's panned out. What we instead woke up to this morning was the Turks announcing that they were going to basically permit around 2,000 of these Iraqi Peshmerga fighters, and that word Iraqi we'll get to in a second, but it is pretty important. They're going to allow these Kurdish Peshmerga to go into Kobani, to cross the Turkish border into the town and fight the Islamic State. For a long time, the Kurds defending Kobani have said this is exactly what they need. You know, airstrikes are useful. Even some artillery shelling from the Turks, if that had been on the table, would have been really nice. But, what, you know, they say, look, we're really good at defending these cities. Our hearts are in it more than almost anyone else, and you can't disagree with that. We just like more of our fighters to be able to come here, and until now, Turkey's prevented that. They've now said 2,000 can cross over. That news came, as we also learned, the U.S. had basically taken a bunch of Kurdish weapons from Iraq to the tune of 21 tons, which is a lot of weapons, as well as medicine, and airdropped them into parts of the city to reinforce the troops. Now, the U.S. was very quick to say, we are not changing our policy. We're not directly arming them. These are not American weapons. They are just Kurdish weapons that we're transporting. But again, compared to where we were when we started the weekend and where we were in the middle of last week and the beginning of that of last week where we thought Kobani was going to fall, it looks like things have turned for the better.
Boy, no kidding. That's a mouthful, but that's so significant. The Kurds crossing over the border, wow. Dude, that's big.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, look, it does look like the tides are turning here a little bit, that this city is not being talked about as the sort of, you know, it's not about to break, you know, in, you know, 10 minutes if you don't do something. But you do sense, definitely, that the U.S. is being pretty careful about hyping the progress here. Essentially, it was the fact that Kobani was about to fall was sort of what got Turkey involved in the first place. So you kind of want to maintain this strategy that, look, things are still desperate. The urgency remains, and we need you, Turkey, to keep ramping up your participation here. So even though there have been some news reports about Kobani now returning towards Kurdish control, though it's still quite a ways from that, I think it's important that we're not hearing that from Washington just yet. I think they definitely are trying to maintain the diplomatic pressure on Turkey.
Yeah, something else that you mentioned to me that I thought was interesting, we talk about West Africa and we talk about Africa as a whole and what's going on with Ebola. And as you mentioned, you say Nigeria, Ebola-free. What are they doing there that's different than the other countries that are affected?
Well, it's interesting. So this is the second country in 4 days, I guess, to be declared Ebola-free. The World Health Organization on Friday said that Senegal had gotten rid of the disease. And in both of these cases, it's kind of important to read behind what the UN is saying to take their claims to task, because in both of these cases, the World Health Organization has said, oh, these countries show what concerted effort and really placing a national priority on health will do. It allows you to turn this disease around. And I'm skeptical on both of those points. To start very briefly with Senegal, this is a country in the capital, Dakar, that is very lucky to have a tremendous French laboratory called the Pasteur Institute. It has, you know, basically a laboratory with staff permanently there who just happened to be prepared for basically the worst outbreaks on Earth, and they were able to do tests immediately. They were able to hold a number of people in quarantine right away, and they were only dealing with one infection. So the fact that they beat the disease isn't really a shocker in my view. And Nigeria certainly had sort of a rougher time with it. They had this man come in. I'm sure you remember it was the first case of this disease to leave West Africa. He flew on a little flight that made something like two or three stops along the coast before reaching the capital, Lagos. This was back in July. And then he infected, I believe it was a total of 19 people. 7 of them died. And again, I think the lesson we learned from Nigeria is it really helps to be lucky, because they had a lot of things go wrong. They had a nurse escape from quarantine who was infected. She then went to the country's second largest city. I mean, this could have really spiraled out of control. And again, I think it's really just a lucky hand for Nigeria that they are, you know, now looking at this Ebola-free distinction. So what can you learn from the two of these? Boy, small numbers of patients coming in, you know, great medical facilities in some places, and then a little bit of luck. I'm not sure if Sierra Leone, Guinea, and Liberia really can operate off of this information and implement it in any meaningful way.
Yeah. The you know, we bounced from that back to the U.S., and this is crazy, and I didn't even realize this was happening, but apparently there were a bunch of U.N. human rights official types that went to Detroit for a 3-day visit. So what were they doing there?
Well, as some of your listeners might know, the city of Detroit has been implementing this water shutoff program for the better part of the year now. Their utility operator there is significantly in the red along with most of the rest of the Detroit government. And they decided to compile a list of all the homeowners who were delinquent in their utility payments for water. And they've been systematically, you know, telling their municipal employees that every morning, giving them a list of about 300 to 400 new homes, and they're just shutting them off one by one, disconnecting them essentially from the water grid. In some cases, the amount to which people are delinquent is pretty extraordinary. Obviously, people who haven't been paying for years. In other cases, it's been a much smaller amount. People who are just 2 or 3 months behind, and you sort of wonder why they need to be targeted so much, that perhaps the city could have been a little more lenient, try to work out some sort of payment plan That's not the strategy that's been implemented. And the UN, basically in Geneva, the Human Rights Council said, we're going to send two of our experts. And it's worth pointing out, these are not UN staff. They're people called special rapporteurs. I think there are about 18 of them on all different subjects related to human rights. And they're dispatched around the world just to look into things. They're basically volunteers. They're not paid. They're independent experts. And they sent two of them to Detroit to look into this. They held a number of one-on-one meetings with homeowners. They also held a town hall meeting, which apparently got very emotional, as you could imagine. The UN says something like 27,000 homes have had their water shut off. And what they said was so appalling was just the amount of poverty in this city when you contrast it to the fact that people are being punished. They said these really extraordinary numbers, which I was having trouble believing. 41% of Detroit's population lives below the poverty level. And of that, 99% of the poor are African American. You can see why the UN is interested here. They're saying the city really should be suspicious and concerned about the fact that these utility cuts are targeting a minority group. And there might be an argument behind that. Apparently, 20% of the population of Detroit is living on $800 or less a month. And the monthly water bill is extraordinarily high given that level of income. It's about $71 a month people in Detroit are paying for water. So you can sort of add all this together and see why so many of the city's residents are suffering from the inability to pay these bills. And it makes this sort of punishment on the part of the city something the UN is very concerned about. So they'll be coming to New York, these rapporteurs, in the next few days. We'll interview them. Those interviews will go up on talkradionews.com, and maybe we'll talk again and I can share a little bit more about what they saw.
Yeah, I'd love to know that. Last one, the Beijing Marathon. Boy, that was crazy to look at that. It was just pure smog, baby. I mean, if there was ever, I'm trying to get in shape for a marathon myself. I couldn't breathe. I couldn't go 1 mile in that. I mean, did anyone even break the 2 hour mark? I don't think so, right?
No, I mean, that's going to take ideal. This is sort of the new holy grail of marathon running, was do it in under 2 hours. Apparently, you need to be on a flat course with something like 35-degree temperatures to do it right. The temperature wasn't a problem, but the amount of air pollution, the particulate matter in the Beijing air yesterday for this marathon was 14 times the limit that the World Health Organization says is healthy. It's the kind of levels of pollution where even the Chinese government was warning people, the children, the sick, the elderly, not to even go outside. And then if you were going to go outside, to avoid at all costs exerting yourself physically. There was one scientist that calculated that if you were to run a marathon in that level of pollution, that you would actually shave about 8 to 10 hours off your life because of the pollution inhaled. And that doesn't even account for the amount of breathing you do during a marathon. So, you know, if you're trying to change your life with a little running, I would avoid the Beijing Marathon. You know, dying a little bit quicker by positioning yourself to that really thick air. The photos are tremendous. So just search Beijing Marathon. You'll see some pretty crazy scenes.
Yeah, it's crazy. All right, Luke Vargas, thanks so much.
Good thing. Take care.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. UnseenNow's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Well, this town party and the beat, because lately you've been starting to losing out on everything you might try to do. Bad luck, bad has got to hold on you.
All right, we're making another turn here on America Tonight. You heard some of the stuff that Luke Vargas was just saying there. Interesting, isn't it? You know, the situation in Turkey, I think it is huge, as I said to him, the fact that you have the Kurds coming across the line. He mentioned the reason why, when you look at past history and this ISIS deal has so many, even in the quicksand of the Middle East, concerned about what does it mean for their people? Are they going to risk being attacked? They see what savages they are, and the answer is no. So if there's somebody who wants to help and prevent that from happening, fine, cross over the border. And that is something you wouldn't have seen 10 years ago, 15 years ago. But all bets are off when it comes to the Islamic State. And by the way, they're still out there pumping out their videos, trying to do anything they can to recruit Americans, Brits, Australians, anybody who has a passport that can somehow be involved on the ground level or even from afar, whatever it takes to try to reach those people who are disenfranchised and who are ready, willing, and able to join the Islamic State cause, which is so frightening to me. I talked about Ebola heavily at the top, obviously, and the CDC now releasing their gear guidelines, and you've got the czar, the Ebola czar, who's going to start work officially on Wednesday. And is our plan good enough for the hospitals, and what would the grid look like, and what about quarantines? There's just nothing but variables and questions after question after question. I'll say this one last thing about the Ebola czar. The Ebola czar, with everything that's been mucked up that has come out of even 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, the president furious over the second nurse coming down with Ebola and the fact that she flew to Ohio and ultimately comes back and then has to be flown to Atlanta. This Ebola czar, boy, better be on the ball. Because talk about a point person, whether it's pandemonium, whether it's panic, problematic, whatever words you want to put in front of it, there is no question that when the clock starts on Klan's watch, a lot of people will have him under a microscope. Because Ron Klan is the guy who was appointed by the Prez to head up the government's response to this virus in the United States. But here, already, he's not clocking until Wednesday. Is that because it's too tough to get out from wherever he is? What's the reason? Why is he missing two meetings with the president on Ebola since his appointment was announced? He's not going to testify on Friday before a hearing. They say because it's too soon. It'll only be day three of his tenure on the, you know, time on the job. But, you know, he's going to be paid for the job. He's the response coordinator. And he's already getting massive criticism from the Republicans because he's a political guy with no medical background. No medical background. And, of course, the White House responds and says, we don't need medical. We need coordination. There's already enough medical professionals, including, and boy, did they throw him out, the CDC director, Tom Frieden. They're saying, hey, Tom Frieden, he's handling that part of it. We need the coordinator. We need the point guy. Ooh, and to me, it's already very foreboding. The promise of what? That this guy comes in, and I think there has to be a point person, I keep saying that, but not to have any kind of a medical background, to rely on the CDC for this, which is already the problem that I think we had in the past. So if I'm the Ebola czar, already missing a couple meetings and stuff, not testifying, okay, so I'm only a couple days on the job, then I'll tell you what, I'm going to come in really armed with every single question one could imagine, and I'm going to be all over the CDC for what is the response, what's happening, what do we got, how many beds, isolation, what if this happens, what if that happens. I'm absolutely going to turn everything upside down to try to inject some common sense. Just inject the common sense and let the rest fall by the wayside. Wow. Even Cop sends me a note that in Maple Shade, New Jersey, two kids were sent home, and maybe because of the whole Ebola thing, they're talking about it. It's not really what they're saying, but there's this problematic thing, this cloud, and not the kind of cloud, the technical cloud we all look at. The cloud that's been hanging over the country that is cropping up maybe in your neighborhood. Because as I started off the show saying, the buzz in the backyard still is over Ebola. All right, let's move on to some odds and ends. Oscar de la Renta. Guys, you might not know anything about fashion or good-looking women that wear beautiful gowns, but Oscar de la Renta probably was one of the biggest designers maybe of all time. I mean, Hall of Fame dude who did a lot of the celebrities, who did a lot of high fashion women, that kind of thing, the 60s and the 70s. I mean, the U.S. was known for that. As much as in Paris they throw the whole fashion thing out, the U.S. could certainly compete. And he was this designer who did the wardrobe of first ladies, Hollywood stars, whatever. 4 decades. He has died at the age of 82. And his real specialty was evening wear. That was what people looked for for De La Renta. In fact, First Lady Laura Bush had a blue gown by De La Renta in 2005 at the inaugural ball, and I can remember that. It's funny. I don't necessarily care that much about that, but I can remember her dress. It was very, very pretty, stunning. The color was really, really super stunning. Anyway, he is a household name, and like I said, if you know nothing about fashion and could care less, you probably know the name. You probably completely get it. He's survived by an adopted son who is a designer at the company, and his first wife was the French Vogue editor, but she died back in 1983, so he's been batching it for a while. But Oscar de la Renta has passed on and at 82, so you can bet a lot of people will be attending his funeral. Some people think this is our funeral. The U.S. ordering 34 million green cards for the illegal plan. I brushed over this a little bit briefly the other day, but the problem here is this goes back to the executive order on immigration, and some of this is being kind of pushed out because of the November 4th elections. One agency is planning to hire a vendor to crank out the cards, because 34 million blank green cards, think about that. They're worried about the surge in 2016. There is a draft solicitation for a contractor capable of producing 4 million cards a year for 5 years, 9 million in the early stages. So how about that? The president, as we all know the story, was pushed back by Congress to do anything with immigration reform, because certainly we're nowhere close to that in any kind of an agreement form. So now this is what's become of immigration, and you know what green cards are. And then there's these other cards, the employment authorization documentation cards, and that's for people who are involved in the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program. So far, a total of 862,000 people have been approved for that documentation at this point. But boy, oh boy, they're not going to kick any of this off, I'm sure, until after the election, because why are they going to use that as something that the Republicans can pounce on? I don't think so. I think there's a lot of frustration over the waving of the wand when it comes to all things that have to do with illegal immigrants. And some of the executive actions clearly have kind of a question mark hanging around, meaning how many? I mean, that's my question. How many? How do we control it? What are we doing? What is it we're doing? If you remember, maybe 3-4 weeks ago, we had the head of the Minuteman organization on, and he talked about what the Minutemen do and talked about the whole start of it and how crazy it was. If you remember, 2003, 2004, that whole time in there, what the worries and concerns were. And fast forward 10 years later, and boy, we have not moved that needle very far at all. I mean, it's like we're talking about the same things, the same kind of problems, dead bodies, brutal coyotes, taking advantage of so many people, up and down policies. One state goes one way, another state goes another way. And then who's coming across the border? I mean, what truly is what's happening there in some of the Spartan areas? Because this is where you're going to try to get through. It's also the most dangerous areas, and which is why this is where often we find in that stretch between Texas and Arizona, for example, more and more people who don't make it all the way through. All right, it is indeed, my friends, about the numbers we can count on the flip side.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Contact me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. mbrower@gcnlive.com. That's mbrower@gcnlive.com.
I couldn't believe it. Someone recently asked me if I had a facelift because I'm looking so much younger. I was stunned. How would that make you feel? It's because of my new anti-aging lotion that lifts, firms, and has dramatically reduced my crow's feet. You know you're ready to look younger. So call now and receive a GCN special offer. 1-844-500-0815. That's 1-844-500-0815. Or visit faceliftlotion.com.
We start off, we can count with this one. Are you surprised that Apple sold 39.3 million iPhones in the past quarter? That includes nearly 2 weeks of sales for the new iPhone 6 and the iPhone 6 Plus, the big one. The new iPhones went on sale in the United States and a handful of other countries, if you remember, back on September 19th. Check this out. The iPhone sales beat most Wall Street analyst expectations and were up from 16% a year ago. I'm telling you, it's from the grave, the genius of Steve Jobs. He knew if you build it, you link them together, you get them excited about it, this is what they want, newer, bigger, badder. So it doesn't matter that you had your phone from a year ago and it's fabulous. No, 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 no. We want the latest. It doesn't matter what. It doesn't matter what it is. So especially with the phones. Now, a little bit different when it comes to the iPads because they predicted they'd sell 13 million of their tablets. And Apple sold 12.3 million iPads. So, you know, that's what they speculate on the street, and their speculation was wrong. So iPad sales were down 13% from last year. It's really the third straight quarter of the shrinking iPad demand. I think that's because they hang on, you know, they're getting rid of their phones, and every time they upgrade their phones, they have something better to work with, and then they have a bigger screen. And then plus there's competition from other tablets out there that might be just as interesting for somebody who's in the market for a tablet. But if the whole idea, and I think more it's about this, if the whole idea is people are invested in the Apple products, and I'm just a Mac person, and I'm getting everything Apple, and I'm saving all my money, and this is what I'm always, always, always going to get, then the bigger phone would mean, well, why do I need to go and have an iPad? Because my phone will work. I can watch a movie on that. I can download things on that. Or if I want something bigger, then I will go to something bigger, but it's not going to be the iPad. Yeah, not a surprise. All right, we're going to jump around because I like to do that here when we can count. If you wake up early enough on Tuesday, that's right, you might see some shooting stars. If you're listening to me right now, imagine this. You can get a little shut-eye in between the show and when the sun comes up, right before the sun comes up. And you may see a sky full of meteors as the Earth passes through a debris stream from Halley's Comet. How cool is that? It actually happens every October, because I'm sure I've said similar things. But they think you're going to see these meteors when the shower peaks on Tuesday morning. So for the best viewing, if you go outside 1 to 2 hours before sunrise, figure that out, because I know it's going to be different every place you're listening to me. Figure out what time that is, and that's when the constellation Orion is high overhead somewhere, wherever you are. And if you actually, what they're telling people is, because I'm sure you're going to do this too, it'd be wild to see a neighborhood where everyone did it. Grab your blanket, stumble outside, lay down on the blanket, look up at the sky, and there you will see Halley's Comet. But it's going to be very speedy, because any of these meteoroids from Halley's Comet, when they strike our atmosphere, they travel. You ready for this? Bum-ba-da-da. Here's a little total nugget for you to wow people with. 148,000 miles an hour. 148,000 miles an hour. That's incredible, isn't it? I think I have to admit, of all the things that I've seen, I have never seen a meteor shower. I haven't seen that. Remember I had the blood red moon. I went and I saw that, and that was very cool. If you go to americatonight.net and you click on, you know, I mean, if you friend me on the Facebook, you'll see that because I posted a bunch of pictures of it, and I thought it was so cool. I mean, it really was this blood red moon. And that was on, or the blood red moon happened right after the show. So it was pretty easy. We just, you know, I just ran outside and I was able to see it. Now here, you might have to, because it's right before the morning hour, so the peak hour. So you might have to just kind of take that little slumber, you know, when you sort of have to take that nap and then set the alarm and then go and see it depending on when you crank it down. I love this story. I like a mystery. In Sweden, they like the mystery too. They're hunting for this mysterious submarine. Have you heard this story? Yeah. They had been talking about it for a while, but there are big fears of the Russians. And this is not a made-up kind of thing. It's not, as I read somewhere today, it's not a Tom Clancy deal. It's not hearkening back to Tom Clancy novels, but it is to the Cold War. So the Swedish military is intensifying this rabid search they have in the ocean off Stockholm for an underwater vessel, but they stopped short of calling it a submarine. Civilian boats were ordered to stay at least 6 miles away from the Swedish warship conducting this search. They started the search Thursday after Swedish intel picked up an emergency radio call in Russian, and the transmissions were being sent to the Russian enclave just south of Stockholm on the southern shore there. So there were reports that some kind of vessel was spotted in the waters near Stockholm, which they're thinking was a submarine. The Dutch responded saying a sub involved in exercises was anchored in this harbor, so that's what they're thinking. And Russia over the weekend denied they had any kind of anything, any sub, any boat, anything, in Swedish waters. Now they're saying that the boat might belong to the Netherlands and have been involved in naval exercises off of Sweden. But they're not calling off the search. The defense spokesperson, you got to love this translation from Swedish into English. We have good stamina. that just doesn't translate. We have good stamina. So they say they're using sensors and they're searching from land and water. And the Swedish military saying that it provided incorrect information on purpose on Sunday about where the mystery boat was to keep the search area secure. So, I don't know. This sounds kind of interesting, intriguing. Like I said, I love a mystery. Is there a Russian sub in Swedish waters? I mean, Russian forces have been in the Baltic before, certainly. So wouldn't it be interesting if they, and they say, the Swedish military says that they've monitored suspicious activity for years. And if they do the recon on this and it comes up that it's Russian, wow. I mean, that they got they can't maneuver their way out. So it looks like they're stepping up their military activities in a couple of different areas. And I guess one of them is perhaps off the coast of Sweden. I bet you got to figure when the Russians are kind of playing it close to the vest like that, what are they, you know, there's something more here if they're doing that. Otherwise, they don't care. I'm just going to think, you know, they don't care. And then finally this, you know, we've got in just a couple of weeks here on Tuesday, it really is just a couple of weeks, we'll be talking about election results. And there is a tight race, baby, in the Kansas Senate race. And a lot of you listening to us there, the Republicans' efforts to kind of downplay the independent Kansas Senate hopeful Greg Orman as a Democrat in disguise hasn't knocked him out of contention yet at this point. So you got Orman and Republican Senator Pat Roberts, who are tied at 46% each. This is according to the Monmouth University survey. They're pretty good at their surveys. So they're suggesting that Orman, who had surged into the lead a month ago after the Democratic candidate dropped out, is pretty competitive despite all the attack ads and whatnot. He's still hanging in. This is one of those really, really close races. Could be one to watch and one we'll have the results for, of course, when we give you all of the results here on America Tonight. Hey, thanks for listening to this hour of ATN.
Autumn in the air. It's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.